Well, we are all children, but are there any kids? Oh, you want to come? Okay. Wow. Oh, cool. Okay. Oh, wow, one more. Oh, there's one more. Okay. Great. Now, where did I lose it? Huh. My goodness. Oh, four more. Okay. Yes, it's here. I thought I lost it. Okay. One for you.
Thank you.
Say your name.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Thank you. Miranda.
Miranda.
Natalie.
Natalie. Yara. Yara. And what do you have there?
$1.
Ah. So what are you going to do with that? You don't know?
Yeah.
What do you get? What do you get for Wanda?
Donate it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can I adopt you? Okay. Ah, one more. Here. Now, what I want to ask you is, if I fold it into half, it just goes to the laundry, does the value of the dollar change?
No.
What if I turn in, if I tear it into two?
Yeah.
No.
No.
You can just turn it into a bank and get a new one. No. What if you lose it? And say your name for me.
Colette.
Colette. If you lose it, what happens to this dollar? Does the value of the dollar change? Because it's yours now. So now you lost it. What happens? You'd lose it, but doesn't change the value, right? No matter what you do, it is what?
$1.
It's same. Whether it's in your pocket, my pocket, rich person's pocket, poor people's pocket, no, dollar makes no difference to who holds it. It carries the same value. Even when the dollar is lost, it doesn't lose its what?
Value.
That is true with us. That is true with us. Sometimes, you know, we get lost in our lives. Sometimes, you know, things happen. But for God, just like this dollar value doesn't change, for God does not think less of us, even when we reject God. So value stays the same always for God. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for counting us as we are. We are grateful. We are grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, by giving him to save us. You saved us, although we are lost. We thank you for reclaiming us as your children. In Christ's name, amen. You can have it. Yep.